Now, how about the coal industry? Apart from its contribution to global warming and to strip mining and to acidic runoffs and to pummeling those poor towns and hollows in Appalachia and Kentucky, the number of coal miners who have died since 1890 from black lung disease, coal miners' pneumoconiosis, that was documented decades ago in Britain, and from collapses and reckless construction of coal mines. The number of coal miners who have died exceeds the number of Americans who were killed in World War II. The number of women who are mutilated by the Delcon shield worldwide, hundreds of thousands, known to its manufacturer in Virginia and to its insurer in Hartford, Connecticut, before the products were taken off the market. The numbers of people who were killed in auto crashes because there were no seatbelts when seatbelts were invented generations ago, because there were no padded dash panels, which were known in the early Roman chariot days. Because of simple devices like collapsible steering columns instead of the steering columns that were used as spears in right front collisions and killed 250,000 Americans in otherwise preventable injury crashes from the year 1900 to 1966. And 100,000 people every year who medical journals have shown die because of the misprescription or overprescription of pharmaceuticals, because of reckless prescribers and recklessly promoting drug companies. The 100,000 Americans who die from occupationally related diseases every year. The 80,000 people who die from medical malpractice just in hospitals, according to the Harvard School of Public Health study, physicians who have no axe to grind. 80,000 every year from recklessness, medical malpractice. That is more than the number of deaths from homicides, motor vehicle crashes, and fire in the United States. And that doesn't even include emergency room neglect, or clinics, or doctor's offices, or side effects of drugs. We're not talking here about a few cheats, about a few fingers on the scale. We're talking here about our growing up so corporate that when the words crime, violence, welfare, and regulation are uttered, most of us don't think that corporations are responsible far more of those categories than people outside these corporations. The corporate crimes in industry after industry, billions of dollars. How about bailing out the savings and loan crooks? That's $500 billion from 1990 to the year 2020. $500 billion. And how about all the financial crimes we've been reading about? Metropolitan Life, Prudential. There was an outfit here in Southern California that forged $250 million in phony life insurance policies. What about them?